Hey, it is summer vacation time. And guess what? It's going to cost you this summer. Airfares are about 14% higher than last year. Hawaii and Europe get the most bookings. And you may face a tough time trying to use the airline miles that you've accumulated. WTOP's Mark Lewis talked to CBS travel editor Peter Greenberg and asked him if we can expect any deals on these hot destinations.
Well, the great deals you're going to find on popular destinations, again, requires you to be a little bit counterintuitive. It's all about bilateral agreements with foreign countries if you want to go overseas. Two things you want to keep in mind. Number one, you want to go where the dollar basically is still strong. So Argentina, for example, the dollar is still strong against the Argentinian peso. Great time to go. Or you want to go to a place where the airline has to fly the plane, no matter who's on the plane, to maintain those bilateral agreements. So anytime after September 5th, if you want to go to Paris, that's when you go. You don't go during the summer for a lot of other reasons. You don't go to Italy in August because half of Italy is either on vacation or on strike or both. You go after September 5th, you'll see the fares start to drop, and you'll see those fares start to drop anywhere after August 10th.
What should folks be prepared for if they're trying to cash in those airline miles? What has changed or what will change with the American merger with US Air?
Well, I'm sorry to be a bearer of bad news, but it's getting much more difficult to redeem those miles because you're down to three major airlines, including, and then you can go four if you want to include Southwest. And if the airplanes are already flying at 86% load factors, which for most intents and purposes means they're full, there's very little financial incentive on the part of the airline to displace a revenue passenger to give you a so-called free ticket. And even if they do, it's not a free ticket. There are charges, there are costs, there are upgrades that they force you to do when miles are not available at a certain level. So I will give you a statistic now that's a little scary, but it's true. There are now more unredeemed frequent flyer miles out there than there's currency in circulation in the world.
Wow.
That's about 17.5 trillion unredeemed miles. So if you do want to redeem miles, I'm not saying it's impossible, but this is the best time to be counterintuitive. Don't try to redeem them on a flight you want to go to a favorite destination, because guess what? It's everybody's favorite destination, like Paris or Hawaii. Think completely off the map. Pick a place you've never been and never even wanted to go. Maybe you get the ticket there, and that's when you have the best experience because nobody else will be there.
That is CBS travel editor Peter Greenberg of petergreenberg.com. Listen tomorrow at 11:10. More in our summer travel series with the best way to search for good airfares.
It's 1:30.